From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. In his annual State of the State address yesterday, Governor Jerry Brown made the case for a mix of new cuts and new taxes to put the state's fiscal house in order. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento.
Governor Brown mixed optimism with urgency in his annual speech to California lawmakers.
I'm determined to press ahead with substantial budget cuts and my tax initiative. The cuts are not ones I like, but the situation demands them. As for the initiative, it's fair, it's temporary, and it's half of what people were paying in 2010.
Brown also put forth a sharp defense of the state's embattled high-speed rail project. He promised the basic elements of a water storage and delivery proposal by summer, and he challenged lawmakers to do something real on pension reform. In their formal response, Republican legislative leaders mocked the sky will fall without taxes approach they believe the governor is taking. They're calling for fewer taxes and less regulation to spur economic growth. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Governor Brown is being praised by some for the positive tone of his State of the State address. Others criticize his continued support for higher taxes and high-speed rail. Democratic Assemblyman Mike Feuer said Wednesday's speech struck just the right tone.
Optimism about our future and real focus and determination to address specific problems now.
The governor's speech covered several topics. Republican Assemblyman Tim Donnelly blasted Brown's continued support for the high-speed rail project.
High-speed rail is high-cost rail. It's just a huge spending project that's going to make a couple unions happy. Why don't we fix our roads? Fix our infrastructure.
After the speech, Brown headed to Southern California in support of his agenda. California's Secretary of State announced Wednesday that Brown's tax proposal for the November ballot has been cleared to gather signatures. From KRCB Public Radio, that's the California Update. Find other state and local stories at northbayvoice.org.